All right, we are back, everybody. So we're in our last segment. So if you want to give us a call, you might want to go ahead and call in now. The number is 319-527-3453. Right there, what you see on the screen, 319-527-3453. If you want to give me a call and talk about how the FISA, how the Republicans, the Rhino Republicans, and the Democrats passes FISA to spy on you. Or you can call me and talk about the UFOs that you're seeing in the sky. I really like to hear about that. You know, there was a UFO people recorded on the day the solar eclipse took place. Did you see that?
I saw that.
It's pretty interesting because people are like, what in the world is that? It was flying through the sky. And at first I thought it was like some CGI going on. But then you have some credible news organizations actually talking about it. And I'm like, wow, but no one knows what it is or what it was. You know, maybe we need to consult the flat earthers about it, you know, just to get some more clarification on it. But again, the number is open if you want to give me a call, 319-527-34. Let me talk about this. You know, OJ, OJ's in the news. OJ just passed. And of course, they bring up OJ and they have to interject racism. It's all about racism. You know, there was a video with OJ. He was asked about OJ. This is when he was like still playing football. Shannon, They asked OJ about him being part of the Black Civil Rights Movement. And you know what his response was?
What?
And he said, they were asking him to do it. And he said, why? They said, because you're Black. And he says, I'm not Black. I'm OJ.
Okay.
Basically saying that he didn't want to get involved in all that. He just wanted to be a football player, OJ Simpson at the time.
Oh, okay.
And just play football. That's what it was. That's what I'm gathering. And maybe y'all got it wrong. Y'all can tell me in the comments. But now, you have people like this. Look at Oprah Winfrey. Listen to me. Whoopi Goldberg. They all look alike. Listen to Whoopi Goldberg as she's saying about the Republican Party. She's saying the Republican Party is wanting to bring back slavery. And let me remind you again, the only people that ever owned any Black people in this country, or anybody for that fact, has been Democrats. Democrats were the ones that had slavery. Democrats are the ones who wanted to keep slavery. Democrats, as of today, have children in slave trades because they don't want to do anything about the children coming across the southern border. So it's because of the Democrats slavery existed in this country. But listen to what she says about the Republicans.
Take a look at the things that they're rolling back. Mm. Remember I said ages ago, you know, they, in their minds, they want to bring slavery back. They're okay with it because, you see, things change. You know, one of the good things about the Supreme Court is you can fight to make sure you make stuff better. Mm-hmm. You don't generally fight to make stuff worse.
or to roll back.
And yeah. To me, if you're okay rolling that back, when things were not even a state, when we had no say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how's that going to roll? How's that going to roll? What's the next thing? Because, you know, on this, with all of this comes birth control.
Right.
With all of this comes everything that you need as a woman to have had put in place to make sure that we were doing better than we were.
She's a total idiot.
They always try to associate Black people with homosexuality. They're trying to associate Black people with abortion because they've done this very good to convince a lot of people to believe that. What they did in Arizona, going back to the 1864 rule, meaning that they're not going to kill the innocent life. She should be happy. This means that the Democrats won't kill as many Black babies, but that's not the goal.
Okay, Will, we got two phone calls. First one ends in 1544.
Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Joy. I'm calling from Georgia.
Joy from Georgia. Hey, Joy, thank you so much for the call. What you got?
I'd like to tell you guys you're doing a great job. But, you know, as a citizen and a taxpayer and a resident, I'm becoming very frustrating with our system, the government and everything. You know, we vote these people in, and then at the end of the day, what are they doing for us? They're, you know, they're not taking care of us. They're letting everybody walk over the border. You know, they're controlling us What's going on? What are we even voting them for in? Why don't we just vote them out and get them out real quick?
And you know, I'm completely with you. They come up and they talk a good game, like they're going to do this for the American people. We're going to do this for my constituents, et cetera, et cetera. Then they get in there. I think they get in there and they get bought out. They get dirt on them. Something happens. They become corrupt, and then they just fall right into place with the rest of the corrupt politicians. There's something that happens on Capitol Hill with these evil people. There's something that happens to them, even when they say that they're good. Like, for example, like Dan Crenshaw. I'm like, man, this he was coming up with these commercials, these ads for his campaign. Like, he was strong, military guy, America first. Then he gets in there and just flip the script.
Yeah, I mean, and first of all, I hate to say this because I'm a strong, true believer. You know, when it comes down to abortion and all this other stuff, you know, why don't we worry about education?
Mm.
Half of these children in America, they don't know how to read. They don't know how to write. They don't know how to communicate. They have all this technology for children to be babysitters. No, get out there like me as a child. You know what? I had to go to the library and do research. I had to play outside until the sun came down.
Yep.
You know, this is, you know, not America. You know, I feel like, you know, my son is 26 years old. His life is doomed because if we're at this age now and we can't do anything and we're, you know, talking about race and talking about color,
yep.
We need to worry about what's going on and stop worrying about all this other nonsense. And me, to be honest, I'm sick of both of the parties, the Republican and Democrat, because as you just stated, they'll tell you whatever you want, and then when they get their little tail sitting in that seat, they're good. They
yep.
don't care. They're set for life. They
yep.
have insurance. They're all set. And what are we? We're sitting here and we're eating dog food while they're eating caviar? Come on.
Yeah.
They got to, like, wake up and learn real quick.
Yeah, Joy, you've pretty much just said it all. And you know what, though? That's why people need to get involved in local elections. People need to know who these people are. To be honest with you, we're so busy in our lives. A lot of people don't go find out who these people are. They hear billboards, they hear ads, and they go, okay, mm-hmm. I like that billboard, I like that ad. But they never get to actually know who the people are that are representing
is. And then when they find out who the person is, they keep voting for them because saying, well, this is who I know now.
Yeah.
So, well, hey, Joy, thank you so much for the wonderful call. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, the next phone call ends in 0388.
Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Will, this is Lee from Virginia.
Lee from Virginia. How you doing, sir? Thank you so much for the call. What you got?
Pretty good, man. I appreciate your show. I appreciate everything you guys do. Two things. One, I don't know how much you keep up with the election stuff, but I listened to a guy named Joe Von Pulitzer. Very, very intelligent, very smart on this stuff. And he's already seeing how they're trying to rig Arizona. He's already laid it out. It's already out there. Not sure what all we can do about it. I mean, I'm in Virginia, so. And the second thing I wanted to mention, I know you are about free speech. And about a week and a half ago, I got muted on Rumble, Frank Speech. So I didn't know what your thoughts were about that, but I think you're pretty sure.
Will actually
man.
Got muted on Frank Speech.
Yeah,
Rumble
I was,
too.
You know, a lot of sometimes I'm doing my, you know, I like to chat with
Not
people
funny,
during the show. And I think it just happened by accident. So if you send me an email with your user ID,
yeah, send it to contact@unitedamericafirst.com and we'll pass it on.
Yeah, and I'll pass it on and say, hey, this is one of our listeners. They called into the show. Can you do everything you can in your power to go ahead and unmute them? Because I like it when you comment in the chats.
We do,
I do
yeah.
look at the chats and sometimes I read what's in the chat. But like especially during the break, I comment a lot in the chat and I like to see what you have to say. So you contact@unitedamericafirst.com.
Yeah, sorry that happened to you.
You got that?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. All right. Cool. Hey, appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
All right.
Okay. Well, we got one more phone call. We got Chuck from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Chuck, thank you so much for the call.
Hello, Will. You have a great show.
Thank you.
Okay, the one thing that I want to do is donate to your cause for what's been happening to you. But the idea as far as I don't like to use credit cards. I like to use a check. And the idea, I'd like you to put up your address on where a person could send a check to support you. And I'd like to see that on the screen.
Okay, I can put it on the screen. It's actually on my website, too. But if you can just put the website on the screen.
It is.
Them.
When you go to
UniteAmericaFirst.com.
Donate.
You go to my website, UniteAmericaFirst.com/donate. It's right there on the screen. That is my physical address. So people send me gifts, blessings all the time to my physical address right there.
Yeah, because a lot of people are just like you. They don't trust the platforms.
Yeah, they don't trust card systems. And there's a lot of people getting away from the digital currency.
Sure.
I completely get it. So I do have a physical address, and it's right there on the screen. Or you can go to UniteAmericaFirst.com/donate, and you'll see my
Scroll
address.
Scroll to the bottom
where.
Of the page. Did you get it, Chuck?
No, I didn't get it, but I was hoping you could put it. There it is on the screen. I see it right now. Hold it up there.
There's a delay. I have had it up there, but yeah, okay. We'll wait a few more minutes. Is there anything else you want to comment on before we let you go?
That was it. I need to support you.
All right.
Oh,
thank
I
you,
really
Chuck.
Appreciate
and we appreciate
you.
Everybody that supports us. Thank you
thank
very
you
much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We got one more phone call, Will, and this is... The last numbers are 9249.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is John. I'm calling from New Mexico.
Hey, John from New Mexico. Thank you so much for the call. What you got?
Hey, I wanted to say that this is the first time I have ever called into a talk show or anything.
Oh, wow. I'm honored.
My wife and I, we listen to you almost every day. She does, but... I'm still working, so sometimes I don't get home in time. Okay, so what I want to say is I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm 73. I'm still working. And what I wanted to talk about was our Medicare, if that's okay.
Hurry up, Don.
Yeah,
you got a minute
quick,
and 30 seconds.
Because we're about to run out of time before the next show comes on.
Okay, so anyway... I had to go to the hospital, the emergency room, and I still have insurance. So my insurance paid for most of it, had $2,000 left over. So I go up and I talk to the hospital. All right, how much will Medicare pay for? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Medicare won't pay for anything. And I've been paying into Medicare for 50 years.
Oh,
okay?
Wow.
And so... They said, they told me they won't pay unless you're admitted to the hospital. I was in the emergency room. And then they don't pay that much. So I got six, 8 months later, I got food poisoning. I go to the emergency room. Well, that was the first time. Then I had a mini stroke this time. And I go to the emergency room. They admit me.
You know, John, okay, we're getting ready to run out of time. I'm so sorry. Call me again. We're doing this every Friday, but I'm so sorry. We're getting ready to run out of time. We have to.
Sounds
let you
like
go.
Our
Sounds
government
terrible.
Didn't take care of you.
And
but
you know what?
It's
frustrating because they put all this money into the illegal immigrants. They get free health care for everything, but here you are paying into it for all this time, and they give you nothing. This is absolutely disgusting, and I'm guessing that's what you were getting ready to get to because it's repulsive that they're doing this. It really is. So thank you so much for the call.
God
Have
bless,
a wonderful
John.
Weekend. God bless.
Yeah, anyway, I will call back and finish the story next Friday, maybe.
All right, take care. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, that's it for me. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my premium queen, only $24.98. Or my premium king, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.